7-on-11 work for the Eagles. It's a thud period. It's the ones going up against the ones. Michael Vick leading the starting offense on the field. He's under center. And let's get something going here offensively for this team. Play action, fake. Vick back, looks, throws down the field, deep down the field for DeSean Jackson with the fingertips catch against Dominique Rogers. Cromartie, what a way to start this practice period. Bo Wolf, perfectly executed play down the field.
A 40-yard gain, Dave, right down the middle of the field. They started on the 50, right down to the 10, and that was a nice job by Vick. They pulled the defense offside, so he was able to take that shot downfield in a perfect throw and a perfect catch from DeSean.
And good to see DeSean Jackson get involved in the offense. Hasn't really been involved a whole lot, was not much of a factor at all in the game against the Steelers on Thursday night, but the Eagles working him right into the offense at the top in this one. Handoff inside to LeSean McCoy, and he has stopped there. D'Amico Ryans, I believe, steps up and makes the play, and I know fans concerned about D'Amico. He's had a very good practice on this Saturday at Lehigh University.
Yeah, nice stuff there from the big man inside. A loss of about 2.5, 3 yards. So now we've got second down at the 12-yard line. We've got Nnamdi covering DeSean here on the right side. Joselio against Avant in the slot. And Damaris Johnson against Dominique Rogers Cromartie on the right side.
In the shotgun, it's Michael Vick. Takes a snap, quick throw to Jackson. That wide receiver screen got a good block there, Bo. Tell me about that block. Tell me about that play.
Well, that's a play very similar to the touchdown that DeSean scored against the Buffalo Bills early last season. A nice job there as Jason Avant comes and blocks Nnamdi Asamoah so DeSean can go inside, but they get the tackle. The defense gets a tackle at the 5-yard line, so third and goal from the 5.
All righty. Move the ball period here. The red zone. Eagles a plus play on first down. Now it's Vick under center from the 5-yard line. Vick setting his offense.
Trent Cole standing up now.
Vick the shovel pass to LeSean McCoy, probably stopped a yard short, maybe?
Yep, Andy's calling it on the 2. And we're going to kick a field goal.
So they don't get in, don't throw the ball into the end zone. Two cracks. Well, no, it's only third down, right? No, is it fourth down?
Yeah, that was fourth. So we're kicking a field goal, and some plays that we have seen the Eagles run often in the red zone there.
And Matt McBryer, the holder here. Interesting.
Yes. Well, he is listed as the first team holder on the depth chart.
On the 51-yard field goal the other night, though, it was Chaz Henry.
Well, that's because they were doing first and second half, Henry punted in the second half. He held in the second half.
Understood. Just making the distinction. And the kick is up, and the kick is good. So a good move the ball period there.
I am with you, Dave, in my incredulity about the stats crediting Chase Henry's long punt with Matt McBryer's leg.
No, I think they fixed that, I think.
Oh, they did fix it?
I believe so. They went back and fixed it. McBryer had 3 punts. Henry had 4, as it turns out. All right, so now it's Nick Foles under center. First down, move the ball period. Didn't see what happened there, Bo. Explain.
Completion on a little stop route from Brett Brackett over the middle. And it looks like there was actually a offensive penalty, so we're going to mark it back 5 yards.
All right, set the lineup for us offensively and defensively.
All right, on offense, we've got Demetrius Bell at left tackle, Julian Vandervelde at left guard. I'm going to assume that it's Dallas Reynolds at center, Mike Gibson at right guard, Dennis Kelly at right tackle. Defensive line, we've got from right to left, Tapp, Thornton, Cox, and Graham. Marty Gilliard against Brandon Hughes on one side, Chad Hall against Brandon Boykin on the other. Ryan Rao, Keenan Clayton, and Akeem Jordan are your linebackers.
All right, play action fake. Foles under pressure. Sack is called. Really good pressure again there, both the defensive line coming after the Eagles quarterback.
And it occurs to me now, you know, how, as much as we've been talking about how much Mike Kafka has been taking sacks in camp here and how much he's been holding onto the ball. Maybe that's just a credit to the second-team defensive line, as we've seen Nick Foles get sacked a few times today.
So what's the situation now, Bo?
We have second down, and it's a long one. It's plus over 20 yards here.
All right, so it's Foles in the shotgun here. Drops back, has some time, set up the screen, but broken up. Darrell Tapp, Cedric Thornton again. Good job by the Eagles defense playing downhill football there. I love the depth of this defense, Bo, and I know, I believe this, that what we saw Thursday night, just kind of an anomaly, that this is such a very talented defense that they can make plays. And so now we go to Trent Edwards, who runs with the third team now with Mike Kafka out. It's Edwards under center. Play action fake. End around to Jamel Hamler. Big gain for Hamler before he is touched by Philip Thomas there. So a well-designed play. And Bo Wolf, how long was that gain there?
That was a gain of 24 yards.
And who bit who bit on the fake handoff?
I apologize. That was 14 yards.
All right, but who bit on the handoff there? Defensive end.
That would be the right tackle. That would be Mr. looking like.
Well, it looks like
Vinny Curry.
Vinny Curry. Okay. Right end. Handoff inside for Polk. Good play inside there. Jamar Chaney, among others.
Aliagbu and Frank Trotter in the mix as well, blowing up the middle of the line.
Who's on? Set the defense if you could, Bo.
All right, we've got Monty Taylor at left end. Ogbu and Trotter in the middle with Curry at right end. Jaquan Jarrett and Philip Thomas at safety. Boykin in the slot. Trevard Lindley and Kevin Thomas on the outside. Ryan Rao and Keenan Clayton, your linebackers in the middle. Casey Matthews went in with a little bit of a nick earlier, so Rao getting those reps.
Okay. It's Edwards back. He hands off. And there he is, Trotter, second play in a row, blowing up Chris Polk. Another outstanding performance from the Eagles defensive line. First team, second team, third team, doesn't matter. They're ruling the day, Bo.
Frank Trotter, the Axeman Jr., comes into the backfield. Now we got third and about 17-18. This period dominated by the defense except for the one big play to Deshaun.
And now it's Trent Edwards under center. Whistle blown. What happened down there, Bo?
That one got both the defense and offense, but Elvis Akpla gets whistled for the false start. Now we've got another just enormous third to go here. This is going to be third and 24, it looks like.
Well, I think you just throw it up and hope you get a pass interference call here.
Yeah, why not?
We'll call back Freddie Mitchell and Donovan McNabb, and let's recreate 4th and 26. Now the Eagles back off on defense. I would imagine Bell in a little soft zone. Edwards back, throwing deep on the right side. Wobbly, but completes to Marty Gilliard, well short of the first down.
6 yards short of the first down on the completion to Marty Gilliard, and that does it for the threes. We've got the ones coming back now.
Would be good to see, Bo, the Eagles offense get something going here. You just want to see some consistency from this group.
Yeah, I'm with you. As we said before, they stalled down there in the red zone earlier after the one big play to Deshaun. I'd like to see a consistent drive here. And, of course, we do want to watch. I think the matchup of the day is King Dunlap against Trent Cole. How does King respond to working with the ones?
And how has he done so far, Bo?
I think he's done an all right job, actually. I think more of the pressure has come from the left side. But we've also seen a lot of Trent Cole dropping back in coverage today, so he hasn't been fully challenged.
Vic rolls left, throws incomplete. Oh, it was completed. Who made that catch? Was that Selleck?
That is Brent Celek, like a little floater there from Vic, a nice touch pass, and Matt Nagy, our impromptu official, calls it a catch. So that's going to be second and two, or second and three, rather, a gain of seven.
Good to see Celek back on the field after missing some time with that knee injury. Vic under center now. Jackson in motion. Handoff inside for McCoy and the defensive line. Landry in there. Looks like Nate Allen coming up from his safety position as well as Phillip Hunt slowing that play down, Bo.
Yep, and we're going to give it a gain of one, so third and one now.
Third and one, great situation for the Eagles. You want to find out maybe a little bit about your fullback, your short yardage situation. So is the fullback on the field now, or are we in three wides? Looks like three wides.
We've got two tight ends, actually, right now.
Okay.
Harbor and Celek, both in the huddle.
Avant and Jackson, along with McCoy, those are your skill position people?
Correct.
Okay. Third and one. Let's see what the Eagles do. They play smash mouth, or do they play finesse football right here?
That's a good question. Maybe a little mixture of both, a little pitch on the outside to Shady. Which didn't work very well against the Steelers, that third down play.
Yeah.
Maybe they try to recreate that and see if King Dunlap can do a better job than Bell did on that play on Thursday night.
Vic under center. Eagles are defensively at the line of scrimmage showing blitz. Play action. Vic back. Vic sacked. And there's Antonio Dixon, Derek Landry, everyone. A little bit of a jailbreak there. As the defense holds again and the offense comes off, another frustrating period for this Eagles offense.
Yeah, frustrating for sure, and frustrating, maybe a bit of a frustrating call there. I know we wanted to see them run the ball there, but it is a passing drill since they're going thud. But Antonio Dixon does a nice job there getting inside penetration against the likes of Kelsey and Watkins and Evan Mathis. I'm not sure who he was lined up over. I think it was actually just Kelsey.
You wonder, with days like this, how much does Howard Mudd sit there and say, what in the world is going on here?
I'm sure Howard is going to let the offensive lineman have a little bit of a piece of his mind in the meeting room tonight.
Darrell Tapp shrugs off Clay Harbor there, and Brandon Graham gives chase, and Cedric Thornton gives chase, and it's becoming a bit of a broken record here, people. The Eagles defensive line dominating this O-line, and again, O.J. Otagwe in the mix there. I mean, they are just playing downhill football, going after the quarterback and getting home.
And you called it out. Darrell Tapp just shrugging aside Clay Harbor there. Tapp, a guy who Jim Washburn speaks very highly of, thinks that he wasn't as productive as he should have been last year because he tore that pec in week one, and he thinks he's fully healthy now, primed for a big season. He's on that roster bubble because those numbers are so deep at defensive end and defensive tackle, but he's been playing very well.
Foles again under center. Straight drop, throws complete for Hall. Makes the catch even though the pass a bit behind him. What kind of gain was that, Bo?
That was a gain of about 7-8. We have now third and eight coming up.
Who are you going to here, Bo?
Well, let's see. The personnel on the field. I think I might go Marvin McNutt here. See that big body. See if he can get some position. About 8-9 yards down the field. You've also got the Damaris Johnson option deep. And Nick Foles has shown he's got a nice little connection with Marty Gilliard as well.
Foles has command of the huddle. He breaks the huddle. Lines up under center as the Eagles showing blitz. Brandon Graham, Brian roll up the A-gap. And Brandon Graham comes on a stunt. Ball thrown left side, completed to Gilliard. First down, Bo?
First down. Nice to see a first down there. A good throw leading Gilliard right to the sticks, right where the defender could not get him. Brandon Hughes in tight coverage, but good position by Gilliard as well.
Really impressed by Foles today, taking the reps with the twos. Looks like he's handling the blitz quite nicely.
I would agree with that.
So first down for the Eagles offense. Where's the ball, Bo?
39-yard line going in. We do have an I formation here. Iguinagu at fullback, blocking for Bryce Brown. Clay Harbor in motion.
Emil Iguanagu done a nice job working his way up the depth chart a bit here. Hand off to Brown. No gain on the straight draw.
Stopped by Thornton and pressure created by Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox has had a nice day as well.
He has, and he worked with the first team nickel earlier in the day, so he's making a half tick of a move up the depth chart as well.
Yeah, and I think that nickel defensive tackle position, really important. They want to get some pressure up the gut, collapse the pocket. Problem the other night against the Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger, Byron Leftwich stepping up away from pressure, making big plays down the field. Foles under center now. Who jumped?
Well, it looked like it came off the right side, so it had to have been either Gibson or Kelly. I believe Gibson, because the defensive tackles were the first to jump in.
So the offense backs up 5 yards, Bo?
Backs up 5 yards, brings us second and 15.
Puts the rookie quarterback in a bit of a hole here.
Same hole he got out of on the last series of downs, though, so let's see if he can do it again.
Nick Foles under center. Man in motion is Avant. Little screen pass there for Bryce Brown. And the defense reacts well and stops Brown, both setting up third and long.
Yep, third and we're going to say 10, about 10 and a half. So that was only a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. And another pressure situation here for Foles. Knows they need to pass. Let's see if he can stick one in a tight window.
All righty, Nick Foles in the huddle. In the shotgun now, Brown to his right.
Moving it back again, and Andy's going to call the drill for that. Sloppy play from the offensive line here.
And that's the end of this move the ball period, 11 on 11 at training camp 2012.